You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hand.
I'll look up the Hemlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds. The
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Greetings and welcome to episode 74 of The Training Dummies, recorded on September 24th, 2014. My name is Daryl and I do stuff, and with me this evening is my bro host Rob, who also does stuff. And here's where I'm supposed to... What's that?
Stole it.
Stuff. Yeah, I know. And here's where I'm supposed to insert a witty Clockwork Bells intro, but I got nothing, so we'll just introduce her. We have Clockwork Bells with us this evening.
Woo!
There it is.
There it is.
All the way. The Twitch must be behind tonight.
I think so.
Slackers in the chat room.
Yes, we're actually, for a change, we haven't done this in quite a while, but we're streaming live. So how are you doing this evening, Miss Bells?
I am doing well. Still kind of awake from the long day today, but, you know, it's winding down, which is good.
That's good. Well, we have a little mini interview here that we start with. So I'll let Rob go first, because the first question is in green, and that's Rob's.
That's a good way to do it. Oh, gosh. I got thrown off with the lack of intro and the thieving and everything that went on. So let's see here. Green, that's me?
Yeah, always.
Yes. How, what, when, where, why did you start playing, and what is your current main?
I began playing in 2007. I was a BC baby. And my current main is a Prot and Rhett Belf Pally, because for the Horde, it is.
All right.
And I have a...
That deserves applause.
Of course. I have a total of about 24 tunes, 15 of which are capped. About 6 of them are at 85, or between 85 and 90. And then I've got 2 lobies. And don't tell anybody this, but I play both sides.
Oh. Well, that about wraps up this episode of The Trick.
Thanks. So what is the origin of the name Clockwork Bells that we see on Twitter so often?
My main character is Bella Muerte. And along the way, I picked up Bells as a moniker. And it's kind of leaked into real life. I'll pretty much respond to anything, but that's the one that's used most often. The clockwork portion came from my love of things steampunk and all things clockwork. So when I was creating a handle for Twitter, I just kind of threw those things together, threw it out there, and it stuck.
All right. Well, that works.
I like it. That's cool. I respect that. I don't know if I can rightfully give people crap about playing both factions, because I think I'm approaching a ridiculous number of level 90 Alliance tunes as well.
I don't doubt it at all.
I will confirm or deny nothing, I guess, at this point. But, Bells, what is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
Most fond memory? Well, I've met a good number of people over the years, of course, and people come and go for various reasons. But the important people remain. And out of all of them and all the things that have happened, I would say the one thing I'm most thankful for due to the game is meeting Zulzilla.
All right. That is cool. That is very awesome. Now, this next question here, we've been asking this for a very long time. And thankfully, we've probably only got about 2 months left of this question, because Warlords will be here. what will be your free level 90, or if you've already pre-purchased, what is the free 90 that you used it for?
Oh, what? First, I have a question, though. What's Warlords? No, I'm kidding. I have two accounts, and I've already done the pre-purchase and everything. So I created a Death Knight and a Paladin, both on Alliance side, and you know, just to have those over there. So those are already made, sitting there, playing.
Well, I used mine. I must confess, I did use mine for an Alliance Warlock. But that's just so that I did have an Alliance character, because up until that point, I think I had leveled to level 13 on Alliance side in my entire time playing Warcraft. So I used that opportunity to actually give me a level 90 in which I could group with people on the Alliance side if I ever felt like doing that. So... Mm-hmm. So I can't fault you for that.
I can.
I love the lore. So the entire story of Warcraft. So not actually going through Alliance content, I would miss a lot. So that's why I do that. I'm Horde at heart, though. So that's what counts.
So what is the point of using a boost on an Alliance tune? Have you played that Alliance tune very much yet, Hand?
I was for a little while just doing my PvP dailies just to get it a little bit of gear, but that was about it. I don't think I actually ran any battlegrounds or anything.
Do you regret using your boost on that Alliance team?
No, because I had nothing else really to use it on. I've got my main and my co-main and don't really play many other characters besides that. I certainly wasn't going to use it on a druid, because that's just ridiculous. So,
I think maybe a monk on the Horde side, maybe, would have been a better choice.
I don't know. Maybe, but I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
I just want you to think about that a little bit.
All right.
We learned with our last episode, Molson kind of gave us some of the hard lessons that people don't want to talk about, but we learned from him that what have you been up to this week is the worst question in podcasting. So we've made a note, and we're going to change it up a little bit. So, Bells, how have you been spending your time in WoW?
How have I been spending my time in WoW? This week, it's leveling alts, doing some writing, role-playing with Zoo and Noxia. Hi, Nox! And just kind of bumming around and hanging out.
That's fair enough. How about you, Hand?
Let's see. Well, after our victorious Garrosh kill a couple weeks ago, we took a one-week break from Garrosh and went to Throne of Thunder for some achievements, which were going fairly well until we got to... What was the bird? Jikun? Is that the bird?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had set someone on the egg who had to... He had one job. One job was to catch
the
egg.
Willy Wonka golden egg?
And he just couldn't do it. I won't call him out like Salty may have on his podcast, so we'll let Kranos get away with it this time. So other than that, it went fairly well. We got up to Dark Animus, but we had a couple people drop, and apparently there's mechanics that wouldn't allow us to do that fight with only 8 people, so we ended up calling it after a couple of very quick wipes there. I think you and Salty were getting annihilated almost immediately on that. So, but it was still fun to do, not only for the achievements, but we were never able to do Throne of Thunder on normal mode because when it was out, they didn't have the cross realm, and our guild raid team had died before Throne of Thunder came out. So this was cool, actually, to get in there and not only get some achievements, but just to be able to do it on normal mode and not LFR. So that was a lot of fun. Last week we went into Siege of Orgrimmar and got up to Malkarok. But that was that whole raid was just a lot of fun. I had a really good time last week doing that. Outside of that,
I think a few people had a really good time.
Yeah, some had more fun than others. So much fun they couldn't remember it all, but outside of that, I started playing Bioshock 2 this week. I'd finished the first one up, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago, so I started the second one, played that a little bit. And outside of the game, it's been football. Both my sons are in football, so they've got practices 3 nights a week, and then on the weekend, it's been a full day of taking them to their games on either Saturday or Sunday. You know, we're leaving the house at 8:30 for the first one's game, and then we don't get home till like 6 o'clock after the second one's done his game. So it makes for a long day. So, you know, I enjoy watching both of them play, but I'll be kind of glad when it's over because I might get a little rest and get a little more time to spend on the game as well. Rob, what have you been up to?
We did all the stuff that you said that we did.
All right.
That was good.
And, it was.
And a little iOS game called Heroes Charge.
Oh, yeah. I downloaded that. I haven't tried it yet, though.
It's not just iOS. It's for Android, too. So, I don't know. It's dumb, but it's very entertaining. And it's just kind of easy to get through and level and just kind of fun little side-scrolling kind of hero, little quick battles kind of thing. So I don't even know what that falls under. Dota, MOBA-ish kind of thing, but mm-hmm. very, very short, you know. And looking forward to Warlords, and still haven't decided on a main since the whole... I know I'm going to be tanking, I'm just unsure about the whole witch class kind of thing. So I'm reading up, doing some homework, doing some research, just trying to figure it out. And I don't really think the beta is of any use right now because it's still changing so much. So mm-hmm. I don't know, just waiting to see what kind of leaps out and grabs my heart. Not literally, of course, but.
My vote is Paladin, but
that's, you know, I've definitely, it's definitely on the list of the 5 tanking classes.
Well, at least it made it.
I don't mind Paladin tanking. I really don't mind it. I would need to brush up, but I've leveled. I've got several that are at least 2 at 90, I think. Another one locked for Herald and a couple other ones. But, yeah. I like it. I like the Captain America shield toss. It's probably one of the funnest moves in-game.
When you consider, you know, what actually is sets it aside from everything else, it's you can do the same thing, basically, that any other tanking class can, but you can be fabulous while you're doing it.
The one that I would play is
that's
a blood
not just
elf, so.
That's not just fabulous, it's fabulous.
Oh man, since you put it that way.
Awesome. Do it.
I don't know that with the new Tauren animations and the design, that would, I don't know, a bro Tauren might be kind of awesome. We'll see. Maybe we should do like a straw poll or something.
There you go.
Let people pick for me since I can't pick.
There you go. All right. All right. Should we go with this question we got here?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's do this first then.
Holy crap. The dummy bag.
Because we don't use that intro nearly enough.
I know, I forget how good it is. But I I keep checking our email, and I did share one of these on Twitter the other day, but I think I'm going to actually start rating them on the show if we don't get other emails submitted to us. This one from Essential Marine says, "You may think that you're not constipated." And you know what? I'm not going to read this one. Never mind.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that on this one. But we did get one question on Twitter, so we might as well read this one. What was that? Sidnorna? We'll say Sidnorna, because I don't know how else to pronounce that. Says, how does one become as awesome as the Madam of Bells?
That's a trick question.
Right, it is a trick question. I'm just me. I'm just mouthy. And that's pretty much it. And I'm a paladin, so, you know. That helped a lot.
Great. Okay. Well, then, let's get to the main topic. we'll do this first, then.
This is Molson from Bitter and Salty. And you are listening to the Training Dummies with Hend and Rob.
All right.
You cut off the best part.
I know. Well, he left a long pause when he was recording that and said the end when he was done, but I had already stopped recording, so. Oh, well.
Molson's voice, I feel like I just watched like a detective show or something. I don't know.
I know. We were talking about getting him to do some more new voiceovers for us, but it hasn't happened yet. So, but maybe. All right, so let's get into the main topic. Now, this is our second show on this topic. Last one was probably a year and a half ago with Syl from Girls Gone Wow.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, I think so. It was it was Easter.
It was episode 37.
37. Holy.
Look at this. You know more about this show than I do.
I did my homework.
I just remember it was Easter weekend because she was able to stay up so late, I think, because she didn't have to work Good Friday. So we recorded on a Thursday night, and she didn't go to bed beforehand. She just stayed up all night. So I remember that much anyway. But yes, it was like a year and a half ago, so we figured we would do a refresher on role-playing in World of Warcraft and invited Bells here to do that for us. So I guess lead us along with this. Where do we start?
Well, generally, if you're playing WoW, you're already role-playing. It's an MMORPG, so the moment that you actually start out and you start questing, you have this character that you have formed. And, you know, you can put as much personality or detail to that as you want to. And the difference between actually just playing and then where it comes into actual role play with other people is how far you want to take that and where you actually want that to occur.
All right. This is one of those awkward silences I was talking about.
Right.
I thought something went wrong with my stinking internet again.
I didn't know if everybody dropped or that's no, it. Shows over.
Taking notes. I'm listening intently.
Yeah.
So before we started the show tonight, I'm doing this 30-day abs thing, and I'm sitting there doing it. My wife's doing it. We're like laying on the living room floor, and she's like, "What's your show about tonight?" And I was like, "It's about role playing." And she goes, "You don't do that." And I was like, "Well, I do kind of like all my characters, like they, like when I play them, I'm like, they have different personalities and they act different ways and stuff. And then I'm like, maybe I kind of do it. We don't do the full on mumble or, you know, voice RP where people are like actually talking it out and stuff. So, I mean, you said here it's open to everybody. Everybody can do it. What do you think, like, apart from just, like, naturally doing it, what do you think? Are there different levels of it, or...?
There are. There are people who go through and they create these stories in their head, and it, as you get into RP with other people and get deeper into the actual participation in it, the moment that you start to create a character, you roll a character, even in the game. You're like, oh, well, you know, a warlock, I think that, you know, he or she would have this type of hair or this kind of expression, and you just begin to shape this character. And if you go as far as actually being involved with other people in roleplay that you do, you present that to them. So it all starts within your head, of course. And how much you actually want to share that with other people is up to you. It's a comfort level, actually.
Now you mentioned the hair color. My warlock has purple hair. Because it matches my purple transmog set. just want to point that out. It was a conscious decision to go with purple hair for that reason alone.
See?
Oh, look at that. Maybe, I'm role-playing. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a thing. Maybe, like, everything in your warlock's house is purple. Everything. It's their signature color.
It is. It totally is. Nice.
So it's something that you just kind of fall into and you develop these things and you may not realize it. I know that Rob has mentioned before that, you know, his panda was shy and, you know, she deals with people giving them a kick to the face, you know, and and maybe that's how your character is.
Depends on how much beverage has been.
Right.
Consumed ahead of time.
Yes, definitely. So, just looking at the notes here, you've got standards for what groups will accept. So what do you mean by that? Like, what are standards in role play?
Well, like with any other part of Warcraft, there are. Some people will call them cliques or just groups of people, little social groups. And they're broken down depending on, you know, their common likes and interests and beliefs, if you will. You know, you have people who believe in raiding 4 nights a week. You have people who may hit LFR this week if they get around to it. If not, I don't care. And the same kind of thing translates over to roleplay. You have people who are very, very casual with it. You have people who go all the way up to, you know, they do not break character. They are constantly playing in character. And you have a variety that falls somewhere in between there. Some people will accept certain, you know, lore bends or breaks.
So is that a lore bend? Is that when you do your lore on your new Apple iPhone? No? Yes? No?
Only if you put it in your back pocket.
I've been waiting all day for that when I saw that in the notes.
Right. He had a sticky note for that.
You did. I totally did. Yeah, it was weak, I admit it.
But it's carry okay, on. Because we can edit that out.
No, I'm not editing anything out. No way. Carry on.
But, you have people that are very tolerant about, you know, bending or breaking lore, and then you have people who will not accept it whatsoever. And it's just something that happens within the game with all different aspects for RP and just social interaction in general. You're going to have people that group together because of common beliefs. So one of the biggest things that you can do as a role player is find people who actually accept you. As funny as that sounds. And sometimes it can be hard. It's not a lie that RP servers can be full of drama. And you will have people that, you know, are, for lack of a better term, are elitists. And they think that everything should be such and such a way, and, you know, you can't RP this or you can't do that, and this wouldn't exist. And that's cool. It's their $15 a month, and if that's what they want to do, good on them.
Right.
It can be intimidating, though, for new role players.
So how do you find these various groups then, or how do you find other RPers who enjoy the same level of RP that you do?
Well, generally when you enter a zone, a call goes out. No, not really. there are different methods of identifying role players. You can go to forums, the WoW forums, and there's also server-related forums that are outside of Blizzard control. There are add-ons that you can use to help identify other role players. RP does happen on PvE and PvP realms that aren't designated as RP realms. It's just not as frequent as what occurs on the RP realms themselves.
Okay. So is there... Do you have a list of some of these add-ons, or is there some you could suggest?
My suggestion, because it all depends on what you want from your add-on. Some people like to do para-RP, which is paragraph roleplay. Some people just want to give a basic description. Curse actually has a subsection for RP add-ons.
Oh, okay.
So my advice is to just, you know, head there, see what all they offer, see what you really want to use as far as, you know, how deep you actually want to get into roleplay, and just try a few out.
Do you think there's a good place to go to maybe get started on finding a realm or an environment or a server or a group?
Surprisingly, I would say the very first thing that you may want to hit up is Google. A shocker, I know. But even putting in a simple search string, such as, you know, how do I RP in WoW? That's going to return a lot of articles and things that you can actually just go over and kind of read and get a feel for what's going on. Anytime that you have any subject matter that you would face within an RP, you can do research the same way. So there are articles out there that will walk you through the basics, you know, how to select a server, what, you know, add-ons they recommend specifically, you know, how to make introductions, things like that. They'll get you through those initial steps, and they're, for lack of a better term, they're repeated ad nauseum. It's the same tenets for all of them. It just, you know, here's where you do your research. Here's some of the things you might want to consider, such as, you know, what race, what age, your character history, and how to formulate all of that and go out and introduce yourself to the world, so to speak.
Do you have websites or anything that you go to connect with people?
I personally have used server forums, the official Blizzard server forums. I used a few add-ons. They've changed over the years that help identify other RPers. That's mainly where my contacts have come in. The server that I was on prior, the RP server that I was on, it was once thriving, but it got a little quiet after a while. You used to be able to just walk around and bump into RP wherever you went. There are still a few servers out there like that. And that's one of the biggest ways to actually introduce yourself to other people, is just kind of getting out into the world and taking that chance and striking up a conversation. And it can happen as easily as your character asking the other person what time it is.
I've seen RP break out everywhere. So I absolutely believe you. I haven't maybe been brave enough to, like, just throw that out and just start, you know, I don't know, like when somebody tries to say something to me
in open world or in game or whatnot, it usually throws me off. So I don't know if that's just a mentality or a different kind of approach or something that you just gotta get over the hump. Or
that actually, when I started on my old server years ago, and don't tell anybody this, but I had rolled Alliance first. I know. Calm down. It's okay. But I had some friends from work, and they're like, come play with us. We play on such and such server, and we're on Horde side. And I'm like, okay, I'll roll a new tune. So it was an RP server, and I was on PvE prior to that. And so I rolled this new tune, this little Blood Elf Pally that I still play. And I got out into Ghostlands, and that is the first time that I had encountered roleplay. And if anybody's on an RP server, you know all sorts of things happen in Quel'Thalas. So, but this was actually just, you know, casual RP, pickup RP. And I wasn't sure how to respond at first. And I just kind of went with it. And I remember being very, very nervous and kind of shaking a little bit and thinking I was going to screw up. And over the years, trust me, I have. And there are people out there that disagree with things that I have, you know, written and created and how I play my characters. And that's okay. Anything that you write can be rewritten, so to speak, or written out of. So just taking that chance, though, will actually get you over that hump, like you said, and get you out there and unfetter you, for lack of a better term.
So kind of just going for it. Just suck it up and go for it.
Pretty much. Just like anything in life or anything else in the game. Nobody comes into Warcraft, you know, after the install, knowing everything and anything about the game and having done it all the first time they play. So just getting out there and doing it, you'll get better at it. You'll develop a taste for certain things and you'll hone your senses and sharpen your talents.
So when you say write, like, what are you writing? Like, do you write something out ahead of time so you kind of have a script or just so that you can keep your story straight, or I don't know how else to put that, but like what exactly are you writing, or yeah.
Well, I do recommend keeping notes, especially the more characters that you have in your stable. It can be a little confusing. You may want to keep notes just so, you know, after you sleep, you actually remember what happened. Writing, though, it can take places, it can take place in different forms. It can either be in the game, solely stated that. You have people that RP on the forums. Blizzard actually has an official forum for RP. It's World's End Tavern. And there's some interesting stuff that gets posted there. You can also take it to external sites and house it there. I know that I've done that with one of my three of my characters, created little blogs for them, and I do that currently with Zulzilla at Shields and Sheep.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you go ahead.
Well, I just wonder, like, is that, like, the backstory, or is that, like, what you're currently role-playing in-game? Like, I'm just not exactly sure, like, what it is you're writing, or you're just creating a story.
What happens in-game is generally, of course, live, and you can take that out. There are different tools that you can use to actually record what happens, and you can publish that later after some cleanup. That's how actually we write Shields and Sheep. It's basically just a blog of everything that occurs in game. We go through and we do edits and clean it up and ship it out and share it with folks if they want to read it. Beyond
her,
that,
her
though,
little, her little in-game comic strip. Forgive me for losing the name right now, but it was brilliant. The Surviving Azeroth, was that it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And it will,
it's so good.
We'll be making a comeback.
Yeah. So cool. Maybe we need to do the Adventures of Robin Hood or something. the misadventures.
That's more like
I've got enough screenshots of some failed raid attempts.
I don't doubt it. Well, there we go. Excuse me.
But yeah, getting back to that though, you can take whatever you write in game into other places. You know, there was a large community on Twitter that was in character. There still is, of course, but the one that I ran in, it was all interconnected that way, and all of the Twitter accounts for us were completely in character. And so RP happened there. RP was had in, you know, on the official forums, on unofficial forums, on different blogs, and of course in game. So, people love to write. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And so wherever you can, and if that's what you want to do, do it.
Now, I know you mentioned, different add-ons being different for what you may want to get out of it, but do you have any that you just like, are your go-to ones, or that you wouldn't go without, or?
I tend to be an add-on freak. Total RP was actually the one that I, TRP2 actually is the one that I would recommend above all others. No offense to anybody else. But there's just so much that you can put there as far as description and detail about your character. Also another thing, if you want to use, RP clothes, quote unquote, it's just gear that you pick up around the game and you dress your character in little outfits if you're face to face RPing. Outfitter was a pretty good one. You can use the in-game one as well. So you don't need to bog down your machine if mm-hmm. if you don't want to do that.
So this may have been a conversation that we had with Syl before, but so with these add-ons, you can go around, you can read each other's stories. Is that how that works?
Pretty much. It essentially just serves as an identifier. Okay, you know, that character over there, we know that they RP. I can mouse over them and click the little button, and it pulls up a description that they actually write in about their character. And it can break the ice. A lot of times it'll, you know, notate that somebody has a scar on their face, or they walk with a certain gait or a limp, you know, or their hair is not exactly how it appears in game. It's cut a different way. So you can make note of that and pull that in, and it's a conversation starter.
The more I hear, it's like the less boundaries there are. Like you can, I mean, anything from, like you said, to having a limp to really liking grilled cheese sandwiches, to, you know, whatever you want, you could kind of use that as a way to define your character.
Pretty much. If you wanted to, it all depends on your imagination. And like I said before, some people may not accept exactly what you choose to do with your character. And that's totally cool. How many? There's 7 million people that play World of Warcraft, right? Roughly. Say even 1% of that role plays at most. Odds are that number of people, not everybody's going to like you, and you're not going to like everybody, and that's perfectly fine. It's a big enough sandbox. So pretty much just go with what you feel. You'll want to use some etiquette and observe some sort of tact. So you don't alienate yourself from everyone and you're not having a miserable time, essentially. And it's okay to disagree. But go with what you really feel would work for your character. Say that your character is an enchanter and they want to have this air about them. So they enchant their cloak to where it always looks like it's billowing in the breeze. Some people may refuse to accept that because it's not an in-game mechanic. some people may say, well, you know, I don't see how, you know, that's acceptable. They haven't mentioned that in official lore. And some people are like, oh, that's really cool. And what else can I do with this? You know, and enchant all sorts of things. So, like I said, it all depends on the group of people that you hang around and how far you want to take it.
So when you say etiquette, like, what do you mean by, like, what is roleplay etiquette?
That can easily be defined a variety of ways to different people. Some of the essential tenets is don't do things to other people's characters that they can't get out of. God modding.
Yeah.
Don't use, you know, elite speak or emoticons and say, because generally that's supposed to be just conversation that goes on, things of that nature.
Okay, and like, so don't talk about how I'm 3-0 in my Bitter and Salty fantasy football league. Like leave that stuff out of it, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've had some really interesting conversations that have come up in RP that I've played off of when people did things like that when I was strictly in character. For comedic effect, I just went with it, and it was fun at the time. So, you know, you can either spend your time being angry in a game, or you can have fun with whatever comes your way.
Right.
I'm more of a have fun kind of girl.
I know that Hend tries to bring RP into our raid group a lot, and he gets shot down, and I'm hoping this will lift his spirits up a little bit.
I don't know, what are you talking about? Oh, my flexing all the time? Is that what you're talking about? My flex macro?
See, there you go. You're an RP-er at heart.
I am, I guess so. I have a 3-line flex macro, where I kiss my bicep and wink at you as well.
But okay, so like when you log into Hind, though, apart from you as a person, does he have like a personality? Does he, you know, or and then when you switch to your warlock, is it different? Do you feel like is a different guy with a different characteristics, and you know your warlock is way into transmog and working it and.
Yeah, well, so is Hand, though.
Dude, not as much as your warlock, dude. I mean, you got the village people outfit. You got, like, you got all sorts of stuff.
Hand has his blue and his red. Blue is healing. Red is DPS. Jewel crafting mounts, I haven't used them in a while just because I've been using the Sky Golem, but for the longest time in Mists, whenever I was in my healing set, my blue one, I had the blue panther, and in my DPS set, I was always riding the red panther, so there's that, I guess.
I'm sensing a lot of color coding in your life.
Well, yeah, because it looks good. Like they've created a lot of sets that focus on one color, and if you get them all matched, it does look really good. And they're meant to go together. Like even the Judgment set, like on my Paladin, I have the purple recolor, which I really like. It looks really good. So yeah, I color coordinate.
That's what I'm saying. You got it. It's in there.
It might be a little bit. It might be a little bit. But I don't know how much difference there is. Yeah, between my two characters. Like I'm sure there is, but.
And like when you play your druid,
I don't play my druid. Yeah, pretty much.
You feel a sense of self-loathing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the thing about it is once you actually do create personas for these characters, the tunes that you have, how you look at the world as you travel through Azeroth and beyond. It actually does change. And one of your characters won't mind doing poop quests. And the other one has an extreme dislike of anything to do with the outdoors. You know, she's a high maintenance girl. And, it will change how you look at things. And it, it makes it fun. It gives it a whole new layer. Which is good when you're doing the same poop quest the 23rd time on one of your many alts.
I think that maybe I have more of a natural tendency to have those kind of thoughts when I'm playing anyways and just never even really associated it with RP.
You have those thoughts, Rob?
That I really enjoy poop quests.
That's the whole of the
show. Or that I'm a high maintenance girl.
That's okay.
But seriously, though, I mean, you can't play that many tunes and get them to level 90 without at least entertaining the thought of different personalities and different, you know, different reactions. And you can't have a warging druid named Meat Whistle and he doesn't have a story to tell, you know.
I forgot about that one.
Is that our segue into ERP or?
Oh gosh,
that's actually one of his tunes. That's oh man.
Oh, I bet there's a story there.
He's got a story to tell.
Oh jeez.
He never wanted to be a worgen, but he is. Oh gosh, I think. I don't know if I have any more questions.
So, okay, I'm just trying to figure out how I want to word this question, where it's not just rehashing something I've already asked, but how do you start? Like, okay, you mentioned, you know, asking someone the time, but then what? You know, it's like, what do you do? Like, how do you RP? Like, I kind of have an idea, but I don't really know, because I've never actually done it in-game, right? Like, I've never, short of, you know, my awesome transmog sets, but, yeah, how do you RP? Like, what do you do? Like, yeah, what do you do when you're RPing? And you're actually...
Well, it depends on... Yeah, it depends on how far you want to actually go with it. Some people are very casual role players, and they'll walk around, you know, the capital city and just have light conversations with people. And
dude,
that's
the
it.
RP walk.
Right.
I love it.
It's nice. All about the RP walk.
That's great when you're raiding, too.
I will say this, and I'm going to be very open about it, that if I had to actually RP walk through this entire game, I would have quit so long ago.
Right.
Nice.
Get level 7, I'm out.
Yep.
But I lost my train of thought.
Well, do you okay, so then do you, is it like every single thing? Is it what when you're raiding, do you RP?
No. That's serious face time. Are you kidding?
No, because I know that there are like RP raiding guilds.
There are.
Even in their voice chat, they're in character. They're doing their thing. You know, they're so RP for you is something that's outside of raiding. So, are you typing out like Bells taps her foot impatiently? Bells taps you on the shoulder and runs away and hides behind a tree. I mean, how is it just conversational? Is it how much action is there in it?
Well, it depends on the relationship that I have with the other person that I'm RPing with. If it's just really light pickup RP, then it would be something like, you know, asking somebody, oh, what's the time and nice weather we're having? Just, it's almost essentially like having a conversation with anybody in the real world. You want to keep it light and fluffy, and you can keep it centered around the action someone else is doing. Like if you're both at the auctioneer, you know, you can emote that you're looking through the catalog that the auctioneer is offering you, and you can make small talk with somebody standing next to you about, oh, well, you know, have you tried this? Does this look good? Or, you know, things like that. Or you can go as far as, you know, if you want to build this rapport with one or more people, and you have these in-depth storylines that you want to actually pursue, you can go that route as well.
And you said you want to keep it light and fluffy. I think we may have found the show title.
Light and fluffy. Light and fluffy.
Nice. You want to keep it light and fluffy.
Light.
You're right. I think we have a winner.
Man, that's okay,
perfect.
Then.
Well, my vote would be Rob's meat whistle story. So.
So really, there's no right or wrong. And if somebody tells you you're wrong, if it's becoming a situation that's uncomfortable or hostile or whatnot, then you just don't have to put up with it. Just go somewhere else, right?
Pretty much. There are people that will do things that you may not agree with. And that's going to happen. There are people who use certain types of RP that the subject matter is not acceptable to some folks. I have a few limits of my own where I just will not participate in RP that is of that subject matter. And that's okay. If other people want to do that, more power to them. I don't have to participate in that. And they can go do whatever they want. Like I said, $15 a month, you do what you want to do, I'm going to do what I want to do, and we'll just make room for each other. It's common courtesy, just like pretty much anything else in the game. You don't want to mistreat other folks, and sometimes, you know, altercations will happen, and, you know, things may be said, and things may get out of control, and try and mend those fences when possible. I know I've not always been an angel, but I'm not the devil. So you try and fix things that you break. And
it may be easier to kind of mend any broken relationships or any weirdness. It may be easier to do that in an RP setting, you think?
My advice would be, if you are getting to a point with someone where, you know, there's disagreements and whatnot, you know, try and work it out in whisper. I'm sorry that you found offense at this, you know, subject matter. It's cool. We don't have to pursue the storyline anymore. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature. And if it's kind of a common sense thing. If you're going around and RPing that your character is violating the private space of certain people or other people in Silvermoon, you may want to check with them first before you do something like that, because that's not going to be acceptable to everybody else.
Generally, that's immature trollish behavior, but I mean, I'm sure you see that more often than
you'd be surprised.
Because anybody logs on to, you know, five or six different servers that just have a reputation out there for the, you know, over the top silly gross stuff. But I mean, you kind of expect to see some of it. So I don't know. Yeah. Are you? I mean, if you log on to whatever it is, Silvermoon or whatever, if you log on to that, should you upfront know that someone's probably going to be an idiot?
Well, it's the world. It's life. There are going to be people that do things that you don't like or you don't agree with. There are people that perform actions before they think. Some people just lack common sense. But, yeah, if you can pretty much expect if you roll a character and you have them go around and physically assault people within a capital city, that things are not going to go well for you all of the time. And, you know, that's, it's your perfect right to try and do that. You're probably not going to have a lot of friends that way.
Yeah, well said. If you want to.
I am editing myself so hard right now.
I know you are. I appreciate it. The children appreciate it.
Oh, I know.
Well, did you have anything to wrap us up with? You know, final words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom? No, but I can talk a little bit more. Find a setting that is right for you. And write more. Talk to people. Get out there. or find one or two people that you trust enough to write with and just get in there and do it. Do as much research as you can and don't let fear keep you from anything. Don't let people that you can't tell you that you can't do something as far as being creative goes. If they don't accept it, that's fine. But odds are, if you're into it, there's going to be one other person that does. And if there's two, there's probably three. And I'm sure you can find more.
I feel like that's where the applause goes right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
We need a slow clap one.
I think I... Hold on, let me look. There might... Hold on. I used to have one.
Not a quiet one, not a golf clap, but like the slow clap, you know.
Oh, I don't have it on my bar though.
No, I mean that's awesome. Everything you said there really is just like, just go for it. Don't be scared. You know, like, I mean, the stuff that I mean, people who may want to just give it a shot are just kind of like, no, it's dumb. It's not worth it. Or somebody, I'll get too much grief. Or, you know, but I think like. I mean, the whole point of the game is to have fun, right?
Exactly.
So, it's like, is it not fun to pretend that you're this, you know, crazy lady panda kicking people in the face? You know, I mean, it's...
Right?
It's good stuff, you know, if you're...
You know, well, I do that every day in real life, so when I come home, I like to pretend that I'm a blood elf. No, I'm kidding.
If you want to be a... Orc warlock wearing a village people costume? Go
not
for
a
it,
village man. People costume. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, that white the one with the white hat, dude.
Hey, that's really my orderly's one. Look, it matches our guild tabard. That's why I created that one.
I gotta look and see if you're wearing that right now.
No,
I created the entire guild around that outfit, actually, so you know that's the truth.
If you want to see that one, look up my priest Mend.
Mend?
Yeah, look up Mend.
I have to do this now.
Mend on the Deathwing server.
If you haven't logged in a while, that may not
be. Oh, let me have a look. Yeah, maybe. Oh, no, it's there. It's there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We may have to link this and let people decide.
Did you link it?
That's. No, let's see.
Okay, let's see if I can... pull it up here on the laptop, Steve.
There we go.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Nice. But I created that one because it matches our guild tabard. That's why.
All right. Well,
look at you. You are a pretty princess.
That's awesome. Look at it. Our guild tabard. It fits it perfectly. Perfectly.
Right?
Totally.
Oh my gosh.
Look, and your nail polish matches too. That is so cute.
Oh, it does too, kind of, hey? Right on. That's awesome.
You know you're a male Tauren, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Well, hey, if you're going to put that one in, at least put the warlock in there too. Like, really?
Right. I want to see the warlock.
All right, here. Well, we'll get it. I'm getting it. All right.
So transmog is the gateway to RP. Is that what
it is? It is. It is the gateway.
Oh, there you go. Goodness!
Awesome!
Right?
Exactly. All right. We might have to put those in the show notes too, so that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, do we have any last thoughts on RP?
Since I think going into Warlords, our raid team is going to be a RP raid team.
I think we should totally do that. Mumble.
It doesn't matter.
Only in character. Should and record it. And record it and release the
full episode.
Nice.
I don't know if we had a week like last week. Salty may have provided some gems for us.
That was awesome.
Now I'm all curious.
What did he say? It was like something cow? Molotov cocktail?
Frickets, Russian mule or something?
Yeah, something.
It's like vodka and ginger beer and lime or something like that.
But he had a heartburn inducing.
He had a few. Oh, man. Anyway, it made for a very, very good raid. All right. Well,
not a lot of progress was made, but it was fun.
It was a blast. Okay. Well, if that's all we've got for RP, since I think as we did last time, we did an RP show. We kind of skipped the ERP section, and you can go to other podcasts if you want to get into that.
Ouchika.
All right. We do have something from Kim, though, so I will play that now.
Welcome to Crowd Control PvP segment. Last month, Blizzard released details on their plans for the 10th anniversary for World of Warcraft, notably for veteran PvP players, the return of Taran Mill versus South Shore. So that's what we're going to talk about today, so let's get stuck in. I'm sure a lot of you guys listening that PvP'd in the early days of WoW may remember epic battles that took place between the Horde and Alliance of Taran Mill and South Shore. I myself wasn't around for those days, but I have it on good authority that it was indeed as much fun as it sounds, with battles lasting days and weeks even. So how are Blizzard intending on introducing this really cool event? During November we can expect to see this battleground. More than likely it will be the start of November before Warlords of Draenor drops. But exactly when it will be available and how long for is unknown at the moment. What we do know is that it will be a team deathmatch style 40-man battleground, and it will only be available during the 10-year anniversary, possibly returning with a seasonal event. The reason for this is Blizzard don't want it to become too samey, they don't want it to be a negative experience, because it is a simple battleground. As well as the fact that it's a slow grind to victory and they haven't fixed any of the original flaws from the original battle, it makes it a really authentic experience of vanilla WoW for the veterans and new players alike. Even down to the fact that the NPCs and the buildings resemble the original WoW appearance, which is pretty cool. We'll also see the return of ranks in this battleground. As you earn honourable kills, they'll increase your rank. The higher the rank of the player that you kill, the more points that they're worth. So a rank 10 player is worth 10 points, a rank 1 player is worth 1 point, and so on. The ranks will also be capped at rank 14. In order to keep track of your own rank and the people that you're trying to kill, ranks will be displayed as a buff, showing your rank and dropping off at the end of the battleground. Once you've killed a player, points will be displayed in the floating combat text as well, so it is worth turning that on if you have it turned off. Also, because the system works on honour kills and not killing blows, the healers will earn the ranks just the same as the DPS class. Another couple of things to note is the fact that item level restrictions are not a thing in this BG. There won't be any restrictions at all to your item level, and the map will only contain the area between the two towns to avoid players getting too spread out. Overall, I'm pretty excited for this event. As I said, I missed the vanilla PvP experience because I didn't start playing until Wrath, and I've always wondered, you know, was it really as fun as all these veterans say it was? It looks pretty fun, so let's see how it goes. But I imagine that the veterans are going to be looking forward to it too, because it does look like a pretty exciting event. That about wraps up for this week's segment. It's a little bit shorter than usual, sorry about that guys. I want to take a little second just to say thank you so much to everyone who got on Twitter yesterday and sent me some birthday messages, happy birthdays and things like that. It really meant a lot to me, and you guys are absolutely brilliant, every single one of you. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can go to @KimScally or via email kim@crowdcontrolpvp.com. Thank you once again for listening, and maybe we'll meet in South Shore or Taran Mill. Have an epic week.
Don't try to tank in healing gear.
Unclaimed mail will be deleted after 30 days.
Always check your loot spec before a boss fight.
Things I learned the hard way.
Th- Things I learned the hard way. Bells, do you have anything for us?
Oh, yes. But since I probably should narrow this down, I would say the number one thing that I learned the hard way was how not to Nalak as Rhett running Righteous Fury. I was taking through a couple of lobies through some instances and then decided to go out to Isle, or no, Throne, or well, oh God, what was the name of it?
The Isle of Thunder?
Timeless
Isle? Yes, Timeless Thunder. Isle of Thundering Trolls.
Thunder, yes. Trolls on Isle.
So, went out there, got into a group for Nalak, and tank pulls, and I pull right off of him. You know, I blew all my cooldowns, and I'm like, wow, this tank can't hold threat for anything. And he taunted back, and I rip it right off of him again. I'm like, seriously? And I'm just getting frustrated. And so the guy whispers to me, he's like, you know, you have Righteous Fury on. And I'm like, son of a.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, always remember to turn off Righteous Fury, especially if you're running as Rhett, after you take lobies through lower level instances.
Nice, that's good.
That's one. That's awesome. I love that.
Rob, do you have anything?
Well, on the tail of that story, I have not DK tanked, especially for our raid team, in quite a long time. And this week, when I jumped in, I decided to go ahead and bring my DK, since my monk needs nothing, well, almost nothing out of normal mode. So I grabbed the DK and went in there, and at first I was like struggling. I couldn't figure it out, and I was like, man, this is how Salty feels every week. Man, I just can't hold aggro to save my life. What the heck, man? Tauntaun cooldown? I don't know what's going on. And I look over, and yeah, I'm not even in Blood Presence at all. So pop myself over into Blood Presence, and next thing you know, I'm way more survivable. I've got a lot more health. I can hold threat. I'm like, oh, okay, good.
Funny how that works, right?
Yeah, right. So I still, you know, I got a little taste of how Salty feels as a DK tank next to my monk every week.
Monk tanks are just ridiculous.
It is, dude. I love it. It's just so much aggro. I mean, it's bittersweet too, because you have everything just smashing you in the face, whether you want it or not. So, how about you, Hand? Did you have one job?
No, not this time. I really don't think I
there
can't
was
think
another
of
shaman that had one.
Yeah, that was the other one. The thing I learned the hard way is don't count on Kranos to catch the one egg when trying to get the Jikun achievement.
I know.
Sorry, Kranos.
I'm not gonna throw him under the bus.
That's two podcasts in 1 week. Poor guy. All right then. Let's get on to some ad love.
Hey, don't matter what you're out of town. He's got some shirts to send over. Oh, so let's turn it all around and scoot in a little bit closer. I just want to use and love tonight.
All right. Well, I need, of course, to send some hand love to the Hoarderlies on the Deathwing server, as well as to everyone in Team Crabdick, our raid team. Need to send some hand love to Kim, and a happy birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, as she mentioned on her crowd control segment, and I saw lots of birthday messages for her on Twitter, so that was great to see. So she definitely deserves some hand love. And, of course, Bells, big round of hand love for coming on the show today and trying to teach us how to RP just a little bit.
Yeah. Yay.
What did you want? Did you want that again? Is that what you're getting at?
I don't know. I need to. Is that too subtle? I don't know.
Rob, what do you got?
Nothing. And you stole them all, so whatever.
You can go first.
What he said. I pick what he said. You know what? You know who gets hand love this week? Kranos.
Oh, how sweet is that?
That dude. He takes it all in stride. He's a good guy. Maybe one day he'll out DPS the tanks, but until that day, we'll just gonna give him a hug.
Yep. Not throwing under the bus, hey?
Bills, what do you got?
I want to give some love out to you guys, to Hen and to Rob, and anyone interested or patient enough to listen to anything I say ever, which always still amazes me. Thank you to my buddies and my guildies for just being there. And a huge thank you to my significant other, writing partner, and my agenda, Zulzilla.
We're getting a lot of use out of that one today.
It's appropriate.
Yeah. It is. I know. We need to use that more often. Since we have a live chat room that is providing all the applause for us. We pipe it right in. All right. Before we wrap up this episode, Bells, can you let everyone know where they can reach you, follow you, like you, or how they can send hen love to you?
I am on Twitter at clockwork_bells, or you can visit shieldsandsheep.com and get in touch with me that way.
I don't want to say all this stuff.
Too bad. Do it up. It's great.
Thanks for joining us for episode 74. Our show is online. Give us a review. Follow us on Twitter. And we love you.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.